She had this famous line, "Are you?" I can't even try to impersonate her, but it was something along the line, "Have you been waiting for me?" And she would draw out the words, and she was just very eccentric. There are stories where she just literally would dance on the stage, and she'd actually dance off the edge of the stage, but would not fall to the ground. So she's floating. I'll make it really simple. They said she'd be floating, but she'd just kind of doing her, are you waiting for me? And she would just run, and then she'd come right back to the stage. I thought, that's cool. I'm going to try that sometime, you know. And he said, and then as the Holy Spirit would fall in the room, she would just begin to do her ministry. And he sat there, and he told me these stories. And he said, "Eric, I would sit there, and I would watch every one of my people that I brought get off of their mats. The symptom, the diseases, the illness, all those things would leave, and we would drive home with a healthy bus full of people." Not amazing. You know, when you hear stories, so I guess maybe the first thing I want to share with you, when you hear stories of revival or something, that don't just listen to the story, listen to the heart behind it. Because what you're looking for, I mean, listen to the story, of course. But if you can listen to the heart, if you can listen to where it's coming from, I believe that is one way you can gain a value for something when you had nothing to do with it. You actually receive an inheritance in that moment of a moment in history that God was all over. It'll actually become part of you. That's what I believe. To prove my point, I had you turn to Matthew chapter 6, but why don't you just flip a few chapters, turn to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 12, verse 38. Then some of the scribes and Pharisees answered, saying, "Teacher, we want to see a sign from you." But he answered and said to them, "An evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah." Okay, let's stop right there. So the leaders of that day said, "Jesus, we want to see another sign." Now remember, they had already seen Jesus do miracles. So here they are asking for another sign. Jesus says two things I don't want to spend a lot of time on, but I think it's important. He says, "You evil and adulterous generation." The word evil obviously means wicked, dark, evil. But actually another emphasis that Jesus is saying. If you look at the word